is that you're wearing? I can't let you leave the house in that short little top.
Mr. Sheffield's not here.
It's gorgeous. Don't make a stain. I want to borrow. Where is he?
Oh, he's speaking at Brighton's Career Day. I suppose they'll ask me to speak when they have Don't Let This Happen to You Day.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, Sal, how'd it go?
Oh, it was smashing. I reenacted the history of musical theater from its operatic beginnings right through Bring In Da Noise, Bring In Da Funk.
Oh, that must have brought down the house.
So did your old man deliver or what, eh? Oh, look, I've got that CD you wanted. There you go. Pearl Bailey.
Pearl Bailey, cool. Hey, now I can exchange it for Pearl Jam.
I don't understand it, Miss Fine. Brighton used to worship me.
When? Oh, Mr. Sheffield, the boy's just going through a phase. I remember myself, there was a time when I didn't even want to speak to my mother. But then eventually you outgrow it.
Miss Fine, it's your mother on the phone.
Tell her I'm not here.
Hello, hello.
See, how did Jay Durno like our opening number?
Loved it. We are this close to booking it on the Tonight Show. Yes. We had an instant rapport. He had his dog Harley with him, and I had this little fellow.
That.
Do you know what this means? If this isn't my dog, I could have left this valuable hat in the cab.
Oh, was this supposed to be a tip?
Why did you come back? Four martinis and she'd have been walking that hat all over New York.
Now, here's the deal. Leno's hotel doesn't accept dogs, and he refuses to board his. I don't know why. Chester loves the kennel. When I come to take him home, he just hangs on to the little bars for dear life.
Cece, you're not telling me you've offered to take care of Jay Leno's dog, are you? It's bad enough having your dog here, always begging to go out, jumping into my lap, rubbing up against me all the time.
Does everybody need to know our business?
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Sensuality.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing. Flashy girl from Flushing, the nanny named Fran.
Oh, Miss Fine, I do appreciate you taking care of Jay Leno's dog, what with your busy schedule and all.
You know, I don't appreciate you taking a pot shot at me. I mean, I work very hard around here.
But I was being serious.
You're kidding.
Daddy?
Not now, honey, we're busy.
But, Daddy...
Sweetheart, we're working...
They're working, Mr. Leno.
Oh, my God, Jay. I'm so sorry. Jay, please do come in.
How are you?
I had no idea you were already here.
Oh, it's okay. Where's Niles?
Oh, he taped Letterman last night. He's
no, right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jay Leno! I'm Fran Fine.
Nice to see you, nice to see you.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to bed with you.
Well, you know, I used to get around a lot, and you don't really remember a lot of people, but...
No, not to bed like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Although I must admit, I have fallen asleep before you were done.
Well, as long as you don't fake a laugh, that's really... Guys hate that.
Jay, please, yes. Why don't you sit down? I can't tell you how thrilled I am to have you here. You, I'm still not sure about.
Hey, listen, thanks for taking care of my dog.
Oh, no problem. You know, my mom had one just like that. Lived in the wall. Mr. Leno, would you mind autographing your book for me? I can't tell you how classy it is that you don't go around hawking it like other celebrities.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
Meanwhile, have you read this one? A riot. Plus, it just came out on audio cassettes.
Can't believe they put this voice on audio.
You know, some people find it soothing. Look, look, it's just like Lady and the Tramp. Only Tramp had the good taste not to lick himself in front of Lady. He reminds me of my dog, Al. I couldn't stand to have him sleep on the bed with his stupid pug face. Always drooling. And the gas that emanated from that animal. Yetta, that was Grandpa.
Oh, Miss Fine, here's your mail.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God, the IRS. What do they want from me? A tax warning. Oh, why are they picking on me?
Could it be because you declared an adopted foreign child named Haagen-Dazs?
Listen, I have spent a lot of quality time with that little bundle of joy. Mama loves you, baby.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I wonder if my accountant knows about this. Do you know about this?
So, Brighton, you ready to teach me how to rollerblade? Oh, you know that girl you like? I thought we maybe could cruise by her house.
Oh, great. And on the way, we can stop by the duck pond so I can drown myself. All right, actually, Dad, you know what? I'd love to, but I already have some plans with some friends.
Oh?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, well, why aren't you going to get burgers at Arnold's with Ralph and Patsy?
Right, right. Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe I could join you at Arnold's. Maybe some other time.
Yeah, sorry. Who's Patsy?
Oh, shut up. In grade. I hated to do that to him. What's the big deal? He just wants to spend a little time with his son.
Trent, we have nothing in common. We're not even from the same country.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me till the end.
Is this unnatural obsession Maxwell has with his children? I can count the number of days I spent with my father on one hand.
Seven?
You know, it's funny.
Thank you very much.
No, I mean the fact that I'm really rich and you're cleaning toilets in a suit, a tie, and rubber gloves.
Well, you got me that time.
Hi, I'm here to audit Miss Fran Fine.
Miss Fine, the IRS man is here.
Is that today? Hi, I'm Fran.
Hi, Josh Bassin.
Me too.
Oh, you bought that dress just for the audit, didn't you?
Wow.
I hope you don't try to write it off.
Oh, I'd like to introduce to you one of my dependents.
All right, I admit it, I helped her with her taxes. But you know what? I had a solar calculator, and we did them in the shade.
Class, kid. It would take a flagrant violation of the tax code for me to actually put someone in jail. What's your name?
Potsy.
I don't know why people get so nervous when I audit them. I just did Pearl Jam last week.
Oh, my God, you know Pearl Jam?
Potsy, you're blocking the view.
All right, so now you actually went to Eddie Vedder's house?
Well, by the time I'm finished with him, it'll be Uncle Sam's house, but...
Good looking and a sense of humor, I'll tell you. If I was married with six kids... if you'll just excuse me, I have to go feed my chinchillas.
What chinchillas?
The ones we breed at a considerable loss. Schedule C, item 15.
Brighton, I'm just off to the final callbacks of my play about Gertrude Stein. It's between Maureen Stapleton and Seda Thompson. It's gonna be a hot one. Gonna come along?
Well, first of all, Dad, who? This guy knows Pearl Jam.
It's fine. Are you sure this thing with my son is just a phase? I mean, he prefers to spend more time with the tax man than with me.
Oh, well, first of all, you're trying too hard. I mean, nothing makes a person look more desperate than trying so hard to win somebody over. Hungry, Josh? Now, listen. Next time you go through the living room, limp. You're my husband, and you got a disability.
An annoying, yapping dog holding a chihuahua.
Oh, there's the dog.
Jenny Fine, this mutt is your responsibility.
Well, I just put it down for a second, and it was only because Gracie was going to scold herself in the tub.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. It's not like those children you take care of. This is a valuable animal.
Meanwhile, I was looking all over for you. Now, you're going to go and play with Chester. What a meskite she is. I think she's got a rich father.
Oh, Miss Fine, here's another letter from your friend at the IRS.
Oh, wow, this must be a thank you for that gorgeous midnight blue double-breasted Armani blazer I gave him. Oh, well, like you were ever gonna fit in that again. Oh, well, he liked the blazer, but he wants something else from me.
What?
An arm and a leg. This is a $5,000 tax bill.
Fran, I think you better come see what Chester and Jay Leno's dog are doing in the dining room.
Oh, sweetie, just pick it up. How big can it be?
No, remember what we saw those two lions doing on the Discovery Channel?
Well, I don't suppose they're eating a zebra. Chester, how'd you get your little shirt off? You are going right upstairs, mister, and taking a cold shower. And you, miss, you only know him a week. What's your secret? Oh, Niles, what am I gonna do? I don't have $5,000. The government is gonna do to me what Chester just did to Holly. Oh, Mr. Sheffield, it's terrible.
Oh, what happened? Mr. Mooney, five from the bank again.
Good looking and funny.
How much do you owe?
$5,000.
Oh, calm down, Miss Fine. We'll just file an appeal. What kind of records have you kept?
Oh, I don't know. A couple of Bee Gees, Captain and Tennille, the White Album.
Tax records, Miss Fine.
Schmuck!
When are you going to stop torturing yourself by watching that old tape of you and Daddy on Let's Make a Deal? You traded Paris for the ostrich. It's never going to change.
Meanwhile, it's the best stew we ever had.
Now, Sylvia and Lord Klein, let me tell you something. You won the trip to Paris. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened on this show. You can keep the trip to Paris, or you could trade for what's in the big box on the floor.
Okay. We'll take the box.
I can't watch this. I am sick to my stomach.
Well, it's a good thing that I have a very organized filing system. 95, 94, 93. Now look at this. There's an old Rolo in here. Look, it's all white. I feel good.
These receipts are a disaster. I mean, how can this be possible? You have 18 certified public accountants on your father's side alone.
We have 17 urologists, but Daddy still has 3 of something that he's only supposed to have 2 of.
Now listen, if we're found guilty, is there any chance I could do community service at a home for wayward girls?
Talk to him? He comes into my home, drinks my champagne that expressly says sent to Lauren Bacall. Oh, well, what are you looking at, mister? You think that's supposed to scare me? I'm going to the big house.
I was just doing my job. Shame on you for using your sex appeal to get out of paying your back taxes.
I most certainly did not. And shame on you for acting like it was working.
It was. When you get out of prison, would you like to have dinner?
No. Where?
Don't waste your time with him. He has nothing to do with it. It's going to be all up to the appeals officer.
I would like to start off by saying that I have never seen such a total disregard for the tax laws.
Excuse me, sir, but is this going to take long? See, I have to get back to the theater.
Who are you?
Maxwell Sheffield. I'm,
the Broadway producer. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I always wanted to be in show business. Would you like to see another one?
Oh, did I mention that I'm the appeals officer?
Oh, yeah!
Oh. Oh. If you insist. George Burns.
Oh, great.
You know, I got into heaven.
And,
I saw God. And he wasn't feeling well. He sneezed. I didn't know what to say.
Let's get down to business. Now, I have reviewed the case, and I agree with my colleague, Mr. Basson, that you look very fetching in that skirt.
Oh, thanks. You can go.
However, that does not have an impact on my decision about your taxes.
Where are you running? Where are you running? Where do you think you're going?
Fran, this is inside of me.
Gee, I see here $86 for apricot facial scrub.
Yes. Well, you see, as a professional caregiver, Miss Fine needs to glow and be dewy.
Why don't you just slap the cuffs on me now?
Relax, I've still got something up my sleeve.
Oh, unless it's $5,000 tied to your forearm, I ain't interested.
Max! You make me schlep all the way down here to pick up my dog, then your driver says, oh, no, the dog's already at my house. Look, I'm not one for star treatment. Do you know who I am? Jay Leno! Jay! Hey, I watch The Tonight Show all the time.
Great.
Oh, watch.
Ah. It was so cold in Los Angeles this morning.
How cold was it?
An exhibitionist came up to me on Wilshire Boulevard
and described himself to me.
Don't quit the day job, all right?
Ever been audited?
You know, I heard something in your voice. You are very good. You know, we haven't had an impressionist on the show in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, why don't we have a cup of coffee? Let's talk about it.
Sure. I think you're great. Case dismissed.
This is outrageous. You should have gone to jail. Using your slick showbiz connections to make fools of the government. I hope you're proud of yourself, Sheffield.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Go, Dad. Bad boy of Broadway. Okay.
So you like your old man now, huh? Listen, what do you say we take in a movie, huh?
Oh, gee, Dad, I'd love to, but I'm going to the movies with Julie from my class.
Oh, well, I can join you.
See you guys later.
Bye, sweetie.
Thank you, Miss Fine. Well, you know, I cleared the whole afternoon for this, and it's still early, so I thought maybe you and I could do something really sinful.
Uh-oh, Mr. Sheffield, you are clairvoyant.
What do you say about a pizza with everything on it?
It's uncanny.
Oh, it's fine. What do you know about Jay Leno's dog getting pregnant?
That depends. Are you happy about it or angry?
He canceled my cast appearance on his show.
Then I don't know anything about it.
It's fine. That dog was in your care. How could you let this happen?
Well, I tried to pull him up on as fast as I can, but I guess I came too late and Chester too early.
It's fine.
Well, this may come as a shock to you, mister, but sometimes there is just no controlling animalistic passion.
Yes, well, that's the difference between us and animals.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Stop it! Stop that! Stop that!
Prue gets sucked into another dimension in a double bill of Charmed Series 2 after the break. You're watching Living TV.